Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Bob Zaney and Nick Hoff in studio, plus Bird Hunter, three kids, and no booze. It's all next.
There's our engineer, Ace Cosby.
Hello, friend.
Ace recently soundly defeated in an eating competition.
It wasn't a competition.
The winner, of course, sidekick Josh Arnold.
Thank you very much.
Ace
Thank
maintains
you.
He wasn't clear on the rules, had no idea what was going on.
Rematch.
No. I'm not interested.
You don't play by the rules.
Man apparently a simpleton. I'll just move on.
Basically, yeah.
Now, the room's gotten a lot more handsome.
Thank
since,
you.
Early this
you
morning.
Made it for
that. Oh, thank you. we have been joined by comedian Nick Hoff. he's in Louisville at the famous Caravan. Bob Zaney, legendary comedian, is right over there sitting next to Josh Arnold. That's Christy Lee. I'm Tom. Welcome back to the program. Happy to be here, of course. And now, Bob, I understand you're moving from Los Angeles, California, where you were born and raised, moving to Las Vegas.
Yeah, the demographics are changing in L.A. My wife and I, for 4th of July, went to get some hot dogs and apple pie, and they were in the ethnic food section.
There's a joke.
Yes, sir. That isn't a joke. That's a truism. That's
but
hilarious.
And the crime's getting so bad there. In fact, we've got a new security system. We play Fox News 24/7, so everybody thinks we have a gun.
I see.
Well, you think I'm kidding. Neighbors watch MSNBC, been robbed 4 times, so it works. I mean, we used to be able to put the key to the house underneath the mat in the front porch. Yeah. Now Matt's a homeless guy living there.
How's Matt
changing.
Doing?
It's changing. Yeah.
Come on, Matt.
Yeah.
Bob Zaney, everybody. That's great. Now, we have Nick Hoff. What does the cap say? I can't see it from here.
I believe it's just John Deere.
Okay.
Oh, gotcha. Wow.
It's a bright orange orange and camo John Deere.
But it's sort right. of split halfway down the middle.
Yeah, I like it. It's different looking, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's cool.
It's not bad.
It's Tom, nice. Your thoughts on that hat?
He'd never wear it.
No. Huh?
Not a fan?
And what sort of judgment have you gathered about Nick for wearing
Nick's
that?
Nick's a hunter, maybe?
No, it's fine. No, I couldn't see it. It's the logo.
I love how you assume.
That's
not
effective
farming.
Camouflage, if you ask me.
Yeah, there you go.
No, wearing camouflage, you got to be a hunter.
That's correct.
Yes.
You've got it.
Oh, are you a hunter?
Yeah. Okay. Birds, not deer, so I don't need the orange.
Good. I hate birds. Good.
Oh, jeez.
Screw the birds. Chick. Named Chick.
Wait, world of irony, Nick.
Pick off your hummingbirds? Is that what you do, Chick? Is that you?
I hate birds.
Love birds.
Birds are stupid. They serve no purpose.
Oh, they made me
from the dinosaur chick.
Send those emails to Josh. That's who's talking right now.
Not at all. Everybody knows I love birds.
Everybody knows.
Yes.
You're pro-bird?
Yeah, very.
Are you telling me you're pro-bird?
You guys know this. If I,
of course.
I've talked about it a lot. I would be a bird watcher if I had more time. And
he's a bird watcher.
And you could have someone push you around on some kind of.
Yes, if the rascal could go through the forest,
if you had an all-terrain rascal,
yes,
you go. Through
all
the
you have to do is put up a bird feeder, and you'll have birds.
I have it. My mom just gave me a hummingbird feeder.
Does it work?
How about a bird bath? You guys like a bird bath?
I have two bird baths. Of
I think
course.
Bird baths are disgusting. Well, that explains it. That's where my hatred of birds started. How disgusting bird baths
Tom,
are.
Tom, do you have a bird bath?
The bird crap on them.
I do not have a bird bath.
Mm. Good.
But, the birds are all over the place.
Sure.
They have
and they way. Always come to you. They are always around.
And the classic.
You really don't need
like
to go
Cinderella
look for
or whichever one.
And the classic observation is you may not think birds are smart, and yet they know to poop the white poop on the black car and the black poop on the white car. Not sure how they figured that out, but it's an old observation. I'm merely repeating.
You know, birds can't control when they
right.
just
happen. And actually, the white is the urine, and the dark is the
there
poop.
You go.
What?
There you go.
And they do both at the same time.
Really?
And
everyone yes. knows. I didn't know that.
Everybody it's knows true. That bird is the worst.
I'm never having a bird.
Everybody goes.
Everybody's
please stop. Please stop.
The trash man.
A great song that drove parents
this is
crazy
Hoff's fault. He's the bird hunter.
Well... It was I'm your, learning so much from you guys.
Nick,
it was your hat.
Like, oh, look, a bird. A there we go.
What do you go for? Duck?
Duck, goose, and pheasant.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Duck.
It sounds like a kid's game.
Chick ever, was ducking.
Duck, goose, and feather.
Do you ever, you eat your...
Yeah, yeah, sometimes.
I've done this. You bite into it, and there, you get a
beak.
Yeah, you bite into the pellet.
You bite into the pellet. Wow, is that rough?
First time you do that, then you're just like, okay,
you've really done that before?
Yeah, I have. And after the next bite, you chew like this. Little tiny
real careful.
Yeah, because
why not use a metal detector before you eat it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make more sense?
Yeah.
That would save a lot of time. And it'd be fun
Bob,
little project with the kids.
Take that to
Shark
the TV.
Tank.
I'm
Shark
an idea
tank.
Guy.
Yeah, there you go on Shark Tank.
Well, yeah, I'm here.
You're at a restaurant, you wave this wand over your duck.
I don't know much about hunting. Is right now a certain season for birds?
No.
Okay.
No, not specifically.
So we're off season right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's mostly winter.
And I know deer hunters cover themselves in deer urine to attract the deer. Do you cover yourself in bird
yes.
urine?
Yes, the white. The white is the urine. I am
especially. The birds think he's a big, filthy bird.
No, it's also SPF 65.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's
not a lot of people
yeah.
know that.
Yeah.
There's an odor. But
So what do you don't shoot till you see the whites of their urine? Is that
that's what you look for?
Now, you're a family man.
Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
Just had my third child.
All right.
Oh, congrats.
I appreciate it. That's too many, though, right?
Well,
Tom, your thoughts?
Tom?
I don't know. Bring it up publicly and find out.
I have seven.
Seven?
Yeah. Seven.
Which is too much.
Why?
Seven kids,
well,
no waiting.
Because
that's
he
right.
cares about the environment.
You need important. To kind of... You had four, and then you had three. There's a big gap between them. It's not like you had seven at home all at once.
Right. They're not all living with you now.
Right.
Tom, do you feel eight is enough?
Oh, very clever.
You got to have the eighth just to do that joke.
Yeah. You got to have eight.
And then you have to have two more so we can make just the 10 of us jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the problem is I live in Los Angeles like Bob, and we've got a one-bathroom apartment we live in.
Whoa.
And both boys are potty training right now, so we just got four active butts going for one toilet. That's too many.
Oh, yeah.
How old are the boys?
Five and three.
Okay.
Where do you live in L.A.? What,
like Culver City?
Nobody cares about the inside L.A.
I actually do.
Geographic.
Well, this has been L.A. Beat with Bob and Nick.
Back to the attempt at getting...
You go to that Vons over there?
I just went to Culver City last week. I was at Sony.
No one cares. Is the new baby a boy or a girl?
Girl. So okay. I got the two boys and the girl, and now I can cut it.
Okay. Now are you going to get a vasectomy?
That's the plan, but I'm nervous.
You should be. It's incredibly painful. Horrible. Learn from me, son.
Oh,
worst mistake of my life.
Here, you guys.
No, don't be nervous. Right. Mr. Zaney over there does those. He'll perform that for you.
No, actually,
he offered when
West
I pulled
Covina,
up. He didn't know who I was.
Covina,
he's like, I'll cut it
later.
For you.
No, actually, they do them at the Vons in Culver City. So check it out.
Good.
Right. 10 years down the road, you'll want your VAS.
Hello?
Yeah.
A little too serious. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, congratulations on the new baby.
I appreciate
can
it.
Can we ask what the baby's name is, or is that Brian?
May.
Oh, lovely.
No, no, seriously. What's the kid's name?
No, he was telling you, you may ask what the name is.
Is that weird? M-A-E?
No, that's, yeah. That's my daughter's. That's one of my daughter's middle names because it was my grandmother's name.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah,
it's
a lovely family name.
Real dumb.
Real dumb. You're an idiot.
Yeah, if it was, like, I don't know I'm an idiot.
Was she born in May?
She actually was.
Oh.
Yeah, but coincidentally, like when we were having our first child, we wrote down boy names and we had one girl name and that was it. We didn't write any new material.
And like, the boys, of course, are named August and
September.
September, beautiful name for a boy.
Now, see, because some people name it after either the time or the place where the baby was conceived. So, you know, back of a Volvo Junior.
Oh, is his dad back of a Volvo?
Wow, you're just really not even trying anymore. Right? You know, looking out the window, Steve, you know.
Tom has a point. My uncle did something similar. He named my cousins after the cities they were conceived in. There's truck stop, Ferris wheel, and prison. They're really, you should. Now, Ferris wheel suffers from vertigo.
Oh, isn't that ironic?
That's a joke, Ace.
Ferris wheel, you'd really have to be.
You'd have boy. To pull.
That'd you'd be, have to have the canopy locked or something, right?
Yeah, well, you'd have.
A lot of things can go wrong. I'm sorry. So, okay. Nick Hoff is here with us. Nick, three kids. Good for you. And living in a little apartment. And,
yep. It's wow. It's cozy living, but...
I assume your wife, that's a full-time job just raising those three kids, right?
Yes. Yes, she hates me.
So you're, and then you have to leave town and go do comedy on the road.
You get to leave town. And
you know what? Yeah. I do it so much, though, that it's not like a relief. It's actually kind of a bummer. Mm. So I actually have them with me on the road this summer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we get in the minivan and we go.
All right.
That's the baby? Right.
Oh, the baby.
Are they out in the parking lot right
they're,
now?
They're, I left the AC running.
Have you thought about getting a pool for the top of the minivan?
I heard about that on the way down.
It's a good idea.
Good for you. Good for you. Taking them on the road. That's fun.
That's life experience.
Once again, we have a father of three, Nick Hoff, hanging out with us. Sure. I've got a tip for you, by the way.
Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, good. Let me write this down.
Well, Tom loves giving tips. And I think advice. I nailed this earlier. It's like someone giving advice on fire protection, standing in the middle of a burning house.
Yeah.
That's the way Tom gives advice. Go ahead, buddy.
Seven kids. You have three now.
Yes.
And you're a little concerned about the diaper thing. Here's what you do. You go outside, take the garden hose, and just shove it in the back. When the water is finally clear, you're done.
That's how you know?
Yeah. Back to you, Christy.
For those of you who don't like to imbibe in alcohol but love to hang with friends, boozeless bars are out there.
Dumb.
Pop's Blue Moon Bar in St. Louis is an alcohol-free watering hole where people can meet and mingle.
Man, this is the worst place I've been to since that stripless club.
Nothing going on here.
The bar goes booze-free on Saturdays, featuring live music with non-alcoholic craft beers from Well-Being Brewing, so-called mocktails, and other options for those of you who don't like alcohol.
There you go. I
the condom machine doesn't get a lot of use. Say that.
How's she going to think I'm handsome if she's still sober?
There's just a bunch of nervous people standing around.
Boy, at closing time, she looks just like she looked when she walked in. I was reading a couple weeks ago. I'd never heard of this until a couple weeks ago. What did you just call it?
Mocktails?
No, craft.
Craft.
Alcohol-free
free beers.
Craft beer.
Yes.
Is now a thing.
Okay,
sure.
So, what?
Yeah. Because it's about the taste. Because, I mean, obviously some of these craft beers, they really go out of their way to make sure that they have a really great, interesting taste.
They do,
those that don't want to drink alcohol. I hadn't heard of it until recently. So
you know, I didn't believe it until Bob just told me they do. And
Thank you. I had this very beautiful woman come up to me, and she said, do you want to go to this place? They have like 250 different beers on tap. And I said, I'd tap that. Anyway,
Ace, you long way to go.
When you tell a joke like that, a cricket gets its wings.
You know what?
Good line.
Did you notice that?
You can have that for your little show.
When Bob said I'd tap that, everyone turned and looked at Ace. Every one of us.
Is that like a joke you would do?
Yes.
Oh, I'm gonna do it better though.
No. Really?
He doesn't lack confidence.
Christy did say this?
Here's another Ace Cosby.
All right,
Cosby joke. Ace. I went to KFC and ate 12 pieces of chicken because it's been on my bucket list.
Wait a minute. It's dueling.
I know.
There we go. Back and forth.
I know a chicken that went to a KFC.
Oh, really?
He wanted to see chicken strip.
Boy, did he get a rude awakening.
His comes with sound effects.
I know. I don't have
it. Didn't help.
That was to cover the silence.
I didn't hit the button quick enough.
Yeah. Is this an all ages place, you think? Can 16-year-olds go?
It doesn't say that. I don't know.
I think that's I think it's an adult.
Okay.
They don't have alcohol, but I'm assuming they would. It would have to.
Well, how could they say 18 plus or anything? Like 21 plus. You can't. It's no alcohol.
I don't know.
Kids could work there.
They can probably say whatever they want.
That's just a clever spin on somebody that couldn't get a liquor license. That's all that is.
That's pretty good.
But you got to think of the competition. You got to compete with places that serve booze and let people throw axes.
Yeah.
So you got to have.
Josh and I were just talking about that.
We sure were.
Yep.
Going to go.
Are you going to? Have you been there yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, I want to go. We're going. That could be fun.
It's 2 minutes from my house.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm bringing the picture of Tom. Oh. See what I did?
Oh, boy. He's just grunting at me.
No,
that's no good.
That's some sparkling wit.
So you would never throw axes.
Another cricket got its wings.
I can't wait to make that line my own.
I don't know why that just came over me.
Why not?
Speaking of coming over people.
Yes.
Here's Christy.
Hey.
Oh, man.
It's like a well-oiled machine.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in Oil Rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.